11 minutes to 11. We're going to be having a chat to the doyen of weight loss and dieting, Dr. Michael Mosley, just after 11 o'clock. We're talking to the doctor from London, all about his amazing pursuits, especially the fight against diabetes and type 2 diabetes, which has really become an epidemic around this country. Just on the subject of transparency to the program and keeping our listeners up to date with things that have been happening, things we've been talking about either on the program or back of house with our producers and bits and pieces, the things that our producers have been working on for our listeners in doing research and following up questions that we've had from time to time. Last Friday, almost a week ago, on the program, we talked to the state president of the AMA, Dr. Andrew Miller, about the ongoing health crisis, and he had a fair bit to say about the health minister, Roger Cook. You'll recall many weeks ago, Dr. Miller called for Dr. Cook's resignation, and of course that hasn't happened, but it's been a bee in the bonnet of the AMA for a while. Anyway, this is what Dr. Miller had to say about Roger Cook and the invitation that he ended up giving to him, just to refresh your memory.
That we should have a health minister who does accept responsibility when bad things happen in the system and is prepared to say something other than the system is under pressure. Sure, it's under pressure, and tell us how you plan to fix that. So, he's got to step up and take the responsibility, and I'm happy to debate him on this and any other issue, but the AMA is not the problem here. It's people who are suffering because they're waiting. It's people who can't get into emergency departments. And it's people, unfortunately, who are having terrible outcomes on his watch. And if the health minister is not responsible, I'll be pleased to hear from Mr. Cook exactly who is, so I can direct my complaints in their direction.
All right, fair enough. We'd be happy to host a debate here at 6PR in the studio. We'd be happy to host a comprehensive debate. Would you accept that invitation?
Any time, any day, Len.
All right, well, that was Dr. Andrew Miller last Friday morning on the program. And minutes after that, we put an official invitation into Roger Cook's office, into the minister's office, into the minister's media minders, and sought some sort of response, yes, no, or indifferent. Now, I can tell you on the program that last Friday morning, today's Thursday, so we're almost a full week, since last Friday morning, we have had zero, zip, nada, bada bing, donuts from the health minister's media lackeys. Nothing. Not a single thing. Now, here's the background. Interestingly enough, tomorrow is the last day that Dr. Andrew Miller is the state president of the AMA. His term of office finishes tomorrow, and under their constitution, he has to vacate that position. That position is set to be taken over by another doctor called Dr. Mark Duncan Smith, who, if the vote goes his way, and there's no reason to see that it won't, he will become the AMA WA state president pretty much from tomorrow afternoon onward. So if I was a cynical man, I would be saying and thinking that perhaps the absence of any response whatsoever from Roger Cook's office indicates to me that the health minister was so afraid and so unsure of his subject matter that the last thing he wanted to do was to debate Dr. Andrew Miller, and therefore his media lackeys thought that silence was the best policy. If they could hold out a week, then by tomorrow they won't have the problem of Dr. Miller being around. That's the cynic in me, of course. The professional journalist in me, of course, says that perhaps it's just as likely that the minister's office is run as a reflection of what the minister has been doing with health, and they leave stones unturned and loose ends to become whatever they may become. And that's why we've had so many different crises in that department, from hospitals down. Because no one really knows what they're doing and no one bothers to be professional about their approach to it. That could also be part and parcel of the lack of response. I'll leave it to you to judge.